Once upon a time, a great hawk picked up a little baby mouse in its beak and flew up into the sky. As the bird rose up into the air, a gust of wind startled him and the little baby mouse fell from his mouth. Just then, a sadhu was standing by the bank of the river, praying before taking his bath. The palms of his hands were open, signifying acceptance of God's grace through prayer. As he was reciting his mantras, the little mouse fell right into his hands. "If I leave this little mouse on the bank of the river," he thought, "then that hawk might return and take her up again. I have an idea. I'll turn this little mouse into a little girl and take her home for my wife to raise." Thus thinking, he transformed the little mouse into a baby girl by his yogic powers and brought her home to his wife. His wife was so pleased to have a child, and she fed the child and raised her as a daughter. When the child grew up to be of marriageable age, the wife said, "Husband, our daughter is going to be of marriageable age, and it is time we find her a suitable spouse." The sadhu agreed, and taking his daughter, went off to find the bridegroom of her choice. First, they went to the sun. "Would you like to have the sun as your husband?" asked the father. "No, father, he is too hot. Isn't there someone greater than him?"
"Well, yes," said the sun, "the cloud. The cloud can hide me whenever he likes. He is superior."
They went to the cloud. "Would you like to marry the cloud?" "No, father, he is dark and cold. Please find someone else for me." "Oh, cloud," asked the sadhu, "is there someone better than you?"
"Yes, there is," replied the cloud. "The wind. He blows me about as he pleases."
"Daughter, will you marry the wind?"
"Oh, father, he is so restless. Please choose someone else."
"Wind," asked the sadhu, "is there someone who is more steady than you?"
"Certainly," the wind replied.
"The mountain. He never moves. Try as I might, I can never push him around."
"Daughter, would you like to marry the mountain?"
"Father, please, no. He is so coarse and lifeless. Please find someone more lively."
"Oh, mountain, can you suggest someone more suitable to be the husband of my daughter?"
"Of course I can. The king of the mice. He is the liveliest creature I've ever seen."
Seeing the king of mice, the daughter exclaimed with delight, "Father, he's the one I want to marry. Please turn me into a mouse so I can be with my beloved."
Then using his yogic power, he turned his daughter into a little mouse and, with the greatest of satisfaction, witnessed her marriage to the man of her dreams.